and the weather's affecting the birds. Let me speak to Sean Woods from the RSPB. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sean, I was on the way out the door this morning. I went out to the wheelie bin. I threw the snow off it, fired up some seeds and breadcrumbs and whatever, and thought, there's not a bird about. By the time I got back into the house, there were four birds on top of the wheelie bin. They're sitting waiting to be fed.
Yeah, it's a very hard time for them at the moment, Frank. With this cold snap we're currently having, at this time of year, normally it is quite hard for birds anyway, because a lot of the food has already been depleted. So there's less seeds, less berries and fruits and things like that. But this cold snap has added on to it as well.
So should we be generally feeding the birds all the time at this period?
Yes, we recommend feeding birds all year round, but particularly at the moment, do whatever you can to help the birds, whether it be if you have the bird food, or even you can improvise as well some food around the house that you can give as well, like some porridge oats or some fruit, for example.
Is it better to damp the bread, or does that not matter?
Well, we really don't recommend giving bread to the birds, particularly white bread, because it's not very nutrient-rich, and it normally actually fills the bird up, but they're not actually getting the nutrients, and sometimes they can use as much energy to actually digest it. We'd be recommending other things, such as, obviously your bird food, you could have things like oats, cooked rice, even grated cheese and things at the moment if you can't get out the shops, but we would recommend staying away from the bread, actually.
That's interesting. So all that other stuff that I had, like the porridge oats that were sitting there in another drum, sprinkle that over the wheelie bin or the bird feeder and you're in business.
Yes, that's perfect. Yep.
And do they need water on a snowy day, or do they just take the snow?
No, they would need water as well there, Frank. So it's obviously with these cold conditions, a lot of the water's freezing over, and what we'd recommend as a way to help and prevent it from freezing over is put a little ball, like maybe a ping pong ball, in the bath, and with the wind, hopefully that'll break up the ice a little bit. You can't keep on top of it, but another thing is actually, as you said, they can get a lot of the water from the food as well. So if you're putting out some apple cores or some fresh fruit, there'll be a lot of water in that as well that'll help the birds, because there's just so little of it at the moment with it all being froze over.
Yeah, and the low temperatures are set to last for quite a while, so
yep.
I think we should think bird.
Pardon?
Just think bird, think birds.
Yeah, that's it. Just think about, how you can help the birds. They need the three key things they need at the moment is the food, they need the water, but then they also need the shelter as well, just to get out of the wind of this cold spell.
So what should we be moving a table to somewhere against a wall, that sort of thing? Or
Yes, something like that there. You can use your garden furniture to provide a bit of shelter, even turning a bucket on its side just so that it's a bit of a windbreak. You'll probably notice, you may even get a few listeners after this phone in, they say that they've seen a lot of birds actually coming into their gardens that they wouldn't normally see, or even in the garages. It wouldn't be uncommon for the likes of robins to come in and get a wee bit of refuge from that. So any kind of shelter you can provide in the garden is a benefit, and it helps those birds try and stay a bit warmer, because obviously all this food you're giving them, they're using up a lot of that to actually just maintain their temperature at the moment.
Yeah, let's keep the birds healthy. Thanks indeed, Sean. Thank you.
All the best, Frank. Thanks for having us.
Sean Woods from the RSPB, just reminding us of our feathered friends.